you like to hear a surprising truth? Something that has impacted your life in ways that you, most of you, have even yet to uncover, but once you do, you will be liberated in a way which the mind, considering the possibilities of what I'll say, cannot do. There is an ancient idea. It's probably most well to this individual's limited reading of such things. It's best expressed, I think, in the New Testament, and in that part that I'm trying to remember, Christ said something like that before you present yourself, before you attempt to enter the kingdom, which is the same as saying before you can hope to awaken, become a new man, a new woman, you must have no enemies. Now, the surprise that I'm going to tell you is that when you tell someone a lie, you've made an enemy. My mind is showing me a picture of the Iditarod. You know what the Iditarod is, most of you? It's that great Alaskan sled race, 3,000 miles through the worst part of your icebox. And when the people want to, the man or the woman running the race, which is unbelievably difficult, the best I ever did was finish second 2 times in a row. When they want to bring their sled to a halt, they throw out hooks into the ground. You've seen planes that, you know, big jets throw these parachutes out at the end of them. The sleds, the driver throws these hooks out and it catches the ground. When you tell a lie, you have thrown a hook out and you've caught the ground from which you cannot be released until the lie is reconciled. And the reason you've made an enemy by telling a lie is because you will always resist him or her any moment they come near penetrating what you have prevaricated about. And it'll never, ever go away. When you're 90 years old, if you haven't made right with everyone you know what needs to be made right, that, by the way, you're afraid to make right, and listen to this complete contradiction, that you're afraid to make right for fear you will lose someone or something valuable, when the fact is, by the fact that you have an unseen enemy in your consciousness, you are pushing them away in ways that you can't imagine, including, and the last thing I'll say about this, you're pushing them away because you can't grow into them and they can't grow into you where there is a door produced by a deception. Consider it, if you would. I know that every one of you listening, or most of you anyway, have a lie. But you must understand that there are parts of you that are convinced that somehow or other you have to live with that in order, and again another contradiction, in order to keep things peaceful. Can a man or a woman who has told a lie to another human being ever know peace in their presence? But see, we don't know about that. We're not conscious in ourselves enough when we're around other people to be aware of the fact that there's this stumbling block in us. It's almost completely unseen. It isn't unfelt. It's just that it's buried behind a host of other things that seem more pertinent in the moment But they will always come, and they do. I'll ask you, yes or no, where suddenly it looks like somebody may turn that rug up. You know, they may open that drawer. Something happens, and all of a sudden, you feel this jolt where you've got to suddenly protect something. So that whack in the box down there that's just waiting to give you a slap, get rid of it.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.